This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. In his first visit to territory captured from Ukraine since the start of Moscow's invasion, Russian President Vladimir Putin visited Crimea and Mariupol. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Putin arrived in Mariupol by helicopter and then, Russian reports say, drove himself around the city's so-called memorial sites, concert hall and coastline. In the Nevsky district, he met local residents in a video obtained from Russian sources exchanging pleasantries. Mariupol had become a worldwide symbol of defiance after outgunned and outmanned Ukrainian forces held out in a steel mill there for nearly 3 months before Moscow took control of it. The Crimea and Mariupol visits come days after the International Criminal Court in The Hague issued an arrest warrant for the Russian leader, accusing him of war crimes. I'm Charles de la Desma.
On Saturday, former U.S. President Donald Trump said in a social media posting that he expects to be arrested on Tuesday. He called on his supporters to protest. As of yet, there is no confirmation from authorities of any specific criminal charges against Trump. Trump has faced criminal investigation for decades, primarily in connection with his New York real estate business. His time as president led to other investigations, but he has never been charged criminally. This particular case, which could see him taken into custody, involves hush money payments to an adult film star to cover up an alleged affair. If Trump were to be criminally charged, it would mark the first time in American history a former president is arrested. A surrender by Trump at the office of the Manhattan District Attorney would likely estrange